Radio Prague News.
The Civic Democratic Party is holding a two-day conference at which it is expected to elect a new leadership. A Czech tourist bus crashed in Croatia early on Saturday, injuring 21 passengers. And the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes has lost and damaged important archive documents relating to the communist years. The Civic Democratic Party is holding a two-day conference at which it is expected to elect a new leadership. The first day of the conference is devoted to an analysis of the party's lackluster performance in the recent general elections and its strategy in coalition talks on forming a centre-right government. Petr Nečas, who led the party to the elections after the resignation of Mirek Topolánek in March of this year, is running for the top post unchallenged. He said in an opening speech that the party had lost credibility, been damaged by corruption scandals, and had failed to sell its policy program to the public. Despite the party's lackluster performance, the strong showing of two new parties, Topo 9 and Public Affairs, have given the Civic Democrats the chance to form a centre-right government, with Mr. Nečas expected to become the country's next prime minister. The Civic Democratic Party's potential coalition partners, Topo 9 and Public Affairs, attended the opening of the two-day conference as guests. In a short greeting to the Assembly, Topo 9 leader Karel Schwarzenberg said the three parties should put aside their differences and cooperate for the good of the country. Public Affairs leader Radek Jón called for a cleansing of Czech politics, which would open the way for renewed public trust. He said it was time to show the Czech people that politics was a service to the public. A Czech tourist bus crashed in Croatia early on Saturday, injuring 21 passengers. The accident happened on the seacoast near the town of Novi Grad at around 4 a.m. Central European time. Early reports say the driver most likely lost control of the vehicle in a sharp turn, and the bus fell into a ravine, turning on its side. Of the 31 passengers on the bus, 21 were taken to hospital with various injuries, none of them critical. No one was killed in the accident. The Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes has lost and damaged important archive documents relating to the communist years, the Daily Lidové Noviny writes in its Saturday edition. The paper says the documents relating to the case of Jan Palach, who set himself on fire in August of 1969 in protest of the Soviet occupation, and others on whom the communist police kept files are missing or incomplete. The paper puts this down to negligence in the way that the documents were lent and handled, as well as to their scanning for digitalization, which often left pages torn and crumpled. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to bring overcast skies with more rain and day temperatures between 13 and 17 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.